Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babul karami wal judi wal infaqi fi wujuhil khairi thiqatan billahi ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, this is the 60th chapter of Riyadhus Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this chapter on generosity and kindness and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in good causes, having reliance upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. قال الله تعالى وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever you spend, Allah Ta'ala will replace it, be it big or small. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, you give as charity. Since you have taken out wealth and you have taken out some of your possessions, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will now replace that. وقال تعالى وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever wealth you spend, it is for your own benefit. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And whatever you spend should be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or whatever wealth you spend, it is for yourselves, as long as you spend it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرِي يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُهْدَمُونَ. And whatever good you spend, in other words, whatever charity you give, you shall receive in full the rewards of that, and Allah Ta'ala will not oppress you at all. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever good you do, whatever good, whatever you spend as charity, Allah Ta'ala knows about it. وَعَنِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَا حَسَدَ إِلَّا فِي اثْنَتَيْنِ رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَسَلَّتَهُ عَلَى هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, envy is not lawful except with regard to two people. Number one, a person whom Allah Ta'ala has granted wealth and then he spends this wealth in the path of truth. And the second person is the person whom Allah Ta'ala has granted knowledge and wisdom, and he gives judgments and verdicts through this knowledge, and he teaches this knowledge to others. From this hadith, two things have been mentioned. First of all, jealousy is haram in Islam. What is jealousy? To desire that somebody who is blessed with some bounty, be it wealth or anything, now you are so envious and jealous of him that you desire that Allah Ta'ala must take away that bounty from him. You must be given that bounty and he must be deprived of that bounty totally. This is impermissible in Islam. The other explanation ulama have given what is permissible, and we just translate it as envy or be desirous of, that is called ghibta. Ghibta means that you are not jealous of the person, you don't desire that that person's bounty must be taken away from him, snatched away from him. You desire that he must get, remain, that bounty must remain with him. But you too also desire that type of bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also only permissible for two things. Namely, number one, that person whom Allah has blessed with wealth, and now he's spending his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's giving as charity, he's giving in all good causes of truth. So this is something that we should desire, that a person is spending in the path of Allah is getting such great reward. So you wish from Allah Ta'ala that Allah also blesses you with wealth, so that you may also spend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. And the second person is that person whom Allah has given hikmah. Hikmah here means knowledge. Ilm of deen. Now this person is imparting his knowledge, he's passing it on to others, he's giving verdicts, fatwa, according to the knowledge that he has received. So in this way, this person also is getting great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's benefiting mankind. It's like the person who is giving charity, he's benefiting so many others. Here too, the person who has got knowledge, he's benefiting others. This is something that we should also be desirous of. So these are two things that it is permissible to be envious of. Of course, envy in this sense, that you do not desire that that person who has got that knowledge or wealth, he must be deprived of it now. No, he must get that and be increased in that. And you too must have that, so that you can also do the same and benefit others with your knowledge and your wealth. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.